Hello, and welcome to the Blind Access Journal podcast. It's Sunday, June 19th, 2011. It's about 5 p.m. And this is a demonstration of the updated SoundHound app for the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. Now, many of you may remember SoundHound. SoundHound is a music identification app. What does that mean? Well, essentially, it's really, really awesome because what it lets you do is if you're listening to a song on the radio or you're out somewhere and you're listening to a song that's being played like at a shopping mall or restaurant and you don't know the artist and title, and maybe you would like to know that information so that you can get the song from iTunes or your favorite, you know, Amazon MP3 or your favorite other music source, or find it in your own music library. And maybe before you had to ask someone else, or you just never got that information. Well, with SoundHound, you open up an app, push a button in the app, and your iPhone listens to what's going on around you and listens to the song. And after about 10 to 30 seconds of listening, it will SoundHound will tell you lots of information about the song you're listening to. It'll not only give you artist and title, it'll tell you which album it's on, give you its copyright information. In many cases, you'll actually have the lyrics right there on the screen. So, SoundHound, once upon a time, was accessible to VoiceOver, and then in recent versions, as time has gone on, it's become less and less and less accessible. And I participated with Justin Romack last month, and we put together a story. He wrote the print copy. Justin Romack, by the way, over at noeyesneeded.com, that's his blog, his blindness-oriented blog. We put together a story, and I did the demonstration of the inaccessibility of SoundHound. Well, last week, SoundHound was updated. The newest version is 3.6.3, and it is, in fact, much more accessible again. SoundHound has listened to us, and the app is, in fact, now quite usable with VoiceOver. And I think, I believe that the SoundHound folks intend to improve that even more as additional updates are released. Anyhow, I'm going to demonstrate how SoundHound works in its latest version, again 3.6.3. If you are a SoundHound owner, then definitely go into your iDevices app store and update SoundHound. You'll be very happy with the results. And how am I going to do this? Well, I'm just going to turn on the radio. I'm going to turn up the radio here. And we're listening to a song right now. So I'm going to double tap SoundHound. I don't think I see that loud. Okay. I'm going to start flicking to the right.
Forward. Dip. About. Button. Text search. Button. Say search. Button. Music search.
And I'm going to double tap on music search. Okay, and you heard the phone...
Back button.
You heard the phone beep, and it said back button, and it said results. And the phone actually vibrated. It vibrates when it is finished listening to the audio. So I'm going to start flicking to the right again.
Results. Heading. New search. Button. You gotta be. Download on iTunes.
And
button.
Okay, and it happens to be that the station we're listening to at the end of the songs verbalizes the artist and title. But I'm going to turn this down a bit now that we've listened to the song. And you notice it already said the title. It said, You Gotta Be, and then it's giving us some links to download it on iTunes.
Bookmark. Button.
Bookmark it.
Play.
Play.
Desiree. Button. I Ain't Marvin.
And then it tells you the artist, Desiree.
I Ain't Marvin. Button.
And I think that's the album, I Ain't Movin'.
Share this. button.
You can share it, which means you can share the song information on Facebook or Twitter.
Play button.
You can play it.
Lyrics. Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted.
So that's part of the lyrics. I just silenced it with a two-finger double tap.
You gotta be. Disree. Lyrics. 400. Disree, you gotta be. Live. 312. More. Videos.
So now there it just gives you the information all in one fell swoop, right? It says...
You gotta be. Disree. Lyrics.
Artist. 400. Title artist.
Disree, you gotta be. You gotta be. Disree. Lyrics. 400. Disree, you gotta be. Live. 312.
And it gives times.
Want SoundHound's latest? Follow us on Twitter.
And then it gives you some information about how you can follow SoundHound on Twitter and so on and so forth. Now, the thing is that it's not clean. You know, so like the title is first and the artist comes a bit later. It's not, it doesn't say title, the title is You Gotta Be and the artist is Desiree. Doesn't do that. I would like to see better labeling. It doesn't seem to me like they used any structure in this screen. I guess we'll just continue flicking through the right and see what else is in this screen. We can follow them on Twitter.
Get Hound for free now. A new app. Fast and delightful voice search. iTunes ringtones. Disree. Launch Pandora Station. Loving Sound Hound. Rated in the App Store. Recommended songs. Based on this artist.
And I'm flicking to the right.
Similar artists. 28. Songs album appearances. Search location. Tempe, Arizona.
Okay. And presumably all of these are buttons, by the way, but yet there are no, there are no control labels saying it's a button, and there's no voiceover hint telling you what you should do. So they still have, in my opinion, quite a bit of work to do, but at least now the app is usable. Let's just do a little more, let's turn the radio back up and do some more dialing around. I kind of like to do this. I used to enjoy doing this with SoundHound. So I'm going to turn the dial here. Or push the, you know, tuning dial. Come on. Sorry, this is taking a bit of time here. Ah, come on. Okay, there we go. So what we'll do is we'll go back.
Songs, album appearances. Back button.
And I just went to the top of the screen and then double-tap the back button.
Back button.
And then now I'm going to flick to the right.
Forward. About. Text search. Button. Say search. Music search. Button.
I'm going to do another music search. So I'm going to double-tap my music search.
Results. Back.
Turn this down. And then again, it it vibrates and says the back button. Let's flick to the right now.
Results. Heading. New search. Button. Father figure.
Okay, so that's the title.
Download on iTunes. Bookmark. Play. Button. George Michael. Button.
And I was continuing to flick to the right. And so we get the title of the song and then a couple of buttons and then we get the artist. So, you know, you'll have to keep that in mind, especially if you're listening to the radio or you're out somewhere and you're just totally unfamiliar with the music you're listening to. You need to know that artist comes first and then title.
Faith. Button. Share this. Button. Play. Button. Lyrics. That's all I wanted. Something special. Something secret in your eyes. For just one moment. To be bold and naked at your side.
Okay. So That's that. Let's find some very unfamiliar music, at least music that's unfamiliar to me. Or at least less familiar. I know what that is. Let's do something pretty. Okay. We know a lot of these. Like that was a Rob Thomas song. We know that one. Okay, I have no idea what that is.
George Michael, father figure.
Okay, so I'm going to hit the back button. All right, that time I just did
back
the two-finger scrub.
Forward, about, text search, say search, music search,
okay.
Button.
Double-tapping music search again. Turn that
results
down.
Back button.
I don't even like what I'm listening to there.
Results.
Anyway.
Heading. New search. Button.
Definitely unfamiliar as well.
The show goes on.
The show goes on.
Download on iTunes.
Again, I'm flicking to the right. I always try to explain what it is that I'm doing.
Bookmark. Play. Button. Lupe Fiasco. Button.
Lupe Fiasco.
Speech rate. Characters.
Let's listen to that word. I'm going to start flicking down.
Capital L. U. P. E. Space. Capital F, I, A, S, C, O.
He's flicking down and spelling out the artist's name.
More info. Button.
Let's find out what this is.
History. Button.
I actually kind of like this song. Sounds kind of nice.
Now playing.
And hit the back button here. Okay.
Back. For about. Tech. Say. Music search. More info. Music search.
Let's do another music search. And you'll notice that it doesn't even have to listen to the chorus of the song. It's actually picking this up through like the patterns in the song. You can just listen to like 20 seconds of it and get the information. It's amazing.
Result. New search.
Flicking to the right.
I like it.
Download.
Who's
the artist? I kind of got the idea that the title was probably
I like it. Download. Bookmark. Play. Debarge. Button. Capital D.
And I'm flicking down to spell
Georgia.
That.
E. Capital B. A. R. G. E.
Debarge, huh? Awesome. Okay, well, I can't get any of the really, really unfamiliar stations to come in, apparently, on this particular receiver where it's located in the office. But anyway, I thought that probably should be a significant enough demo with enough different songs to demonstrate the capabilities of SoundHound and to demonstrate its improved accessibility. I hope this podcast has been helpful. If you would like to get a hold of me, send an email to editor@blindaccessjournal.com. That's editor@blindaccessjournal.com. This is the Blind Access Journal podcast, and I'm Daryl Shandro, signing out. Bye for now.